Beginning in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the week of July 16th, 2005, this is the Rain Report. If you missed Gordon West, WB6 NOA's talk about operating the HF ham bands on an indoor antenna, part two of his presentation is still available from rainreport.com, thanks to audio bandwidth being underwritten by CQ Communications. I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ. One of the few amateur radio outreach programs that garners substantial publicity is ARIS, Amateur Radio on the International Space Station. Chances are, however, you've never actually heard such an exchange. Earlier this year, the students at Fairview Elementary School in Mount Prospect, Illinois, utilized ARIS to speak with NASA astronaut Dr. Leroy Chow, KE5BRW, commander and NASA science officer for Expedition 10 aboard the International Space Station. This was Chow's second space mission. In his spare time, Dr. Chow enjoyed photographing Earth and talking with school kids here on Terra Firma. The following is his conversation with the students at Fairview Elementary School that took place on February 10th via amateur radio.
NA1SS, AJ9N.
NA1SS, as you loud and clear, happy.
Leroy, we're getting you 5x5 right at the moment and climbing. The handle is Charlie, and we'll go right to the first question. NA1SS, AJ9N, one more time, how copy?
Copy loud and clear. Hello, Charlie, and welcome my friends at Fairview Elementary. Welcome aboard the International Space Station.
My name is Isabella. Have you seen other planets besides Earth? Over.
Hi, Isabella. That's a very good question. Well, we do look at the stars and we do see other planets, but they do appear like stars just like they do on Earth because we're only about 250 miles close to them, but they look very clear and very beautiful. Over.
My name is Kehlani. Can you see the constellations? Over.
Yes, Kehlani, we have a very good view of the constellations because there's no atmosphere for the light to go through. The stars actually don't twinkle, so it's very clear. It's like being on top of a dark mountaintop, and we can see some very neat constellations. Over.
My name is Vinny. Do you ever want to take a trip to the moon? Over.
Well, Drake, I tell you, I would love to take a trip to the moon, and hopefully we'll be able to get back there in not too long, and maybe one of you kids can be the first person on Mars.
My name is Sean. Is it always dark in space? Over.
Well, Sean, it's only dark when you're on the night side of the Earth, just like it is on the ground there. And so about 45 minutes of our orbit is dark and 45 minutes is light. Over.
My name is Veronica. Do you miss your family?
Well, Veronica, yes, I do miss my family very much. Miss my family and friends and other things about being on the Earth, but it's a really neat experience to be in space. Over.
My name is Max. Is it hard to sleep in space? Over.
Max, that's a good question. It takes a little bit of getting used to, but after a few days, it's very, very comfortable. Over.
My name is Harmony. What do you miss about not being at home? Over.
Well, Harmony, I, of course, miss my wife and my family and friends and other things like that. But, you know, I'm going to be home probably in about 2.5-3 months, so it won't be too long. Over.
My name is Olivia. What are some of your discoveries this mission? Over.
Well, Olivia, we do a lot of different science experiments on board. One of the things that we do is something called telemedicine. We've been using an ultrasound machine to show that we can take orders from the ground from different doctors and scan each other. And that was a neat discovery for me, to discover that even though I'm not a medical doctor, I can still do these kinds of measurements. Over.
My name is Sarah. How can you take baths without floating in the air? Over.
Well, Sarah, you know, we don't really take baths like you do on the ground there. What we do is we use wristless body baths and shampoos and wet towels, just like they do in hospitals with people who are sick and can't get out of bed. But we use the same soaps and things like that, and it all works very well. It's just not as, doesn't feel quite as good as a nice hot shower, though. Over.
My name is Doug. What was the funniest accident or moment that you had ever happened to you in space? Over.
Well, Doug, when you know, when you're looking out in deep space, it's so dark that you can't really tell how far away things are. And so one time I thought I saw a satellite, and it turned out it was just a speck of dust about 3 feet from the window. It was being very brightly lit up by the sun. And so for a few minutes, it looked like it was a satellite, but it turned out to be nothing more than a piece of dust. Over.
My name is Mike. What weather observations have you seen from space? Over.
Mike, we can see an awful lot from space. I took some pictures of Tropical Storm Mufta a little while ago, and of course the tsunami, while we didn't see the tsunami, we sure saw the effects of it afterwards, and we took some pictures of the areas that were really affected by that event. Over.
My name is Emma. What is the food that you miss the most? Over.
Well, Emma, the space food is not bad, but I'll tell you, it's nothing like something on the ground, you know, nothing like a big steak or a nice Chinese meal or something like that. So I'd have to say it's there are a lot of things I miss. Just about. Over.
NA1SS, AJ9N.
My name is Kaylani. Is Neptune really blue? Over.
Well, Kaylani, I have to say I haven't really seen Neptune. I mean, I've looked at the stars and planets, but I haven't picked out Neptune. But if it looks blue on the ground, it probably looks blue from up here. Over.
My name is Vinny. How many times in one day do you pass over Mount Prospect, Illinois? Over.
Well, Vinny, we don't really pass over every day. Today is one day that we're, of course, passing over, which is why we can talk to each other. But it depends on our orbit and the way the Earth is rotating and the way we're orbiting. But so we don't really pass over every day. We probably pass over the Chicago area, I'd say maybe once every few days. Over.
My name is Veronica. Did you ever bring an animal with you? Over.
Well, Veronica, we don't have any animals on board. The only animals on board are the two of us right now. On some of my previous missions, we did have some small animals on board. We had some very small fish that were like kind of like minnows and some very small jellyfish. Over.
My name is Max. How big is the spaceship? Over.
Well, Max, the space station is actually quite large, especially for two people. It's probably the size, volume inside of a good-sized two- or three-bedroom apartment, so it's plenty big for us. Over.
My name is Harmony. What is one thing you've learned being up in the space station? Over.
Well, Harmony, something that I've relearned, and I learn every time I come up into space, but especially this time since it's a long flight, is just how very beautiful our Earth is. Every time I come back into space, I'm reminded once again how every part of the Earth is beautiful in its own way. Over.
My name is Sarah. Can you see rain or snow from space? Over.
Well, Sarah, we're above the rain and the snow, so we can see clouds when it's snowing or raining on the ground. And after the clouds clear, we can sure see if the ground is wet or covered with snow. Over.
My name is Doug. How does it feel to exercise in space? Over.
Well, Doug, it feels really good to exercise in space. We have to exercise every day to kind of keep our muscles and our hearts in good shape so that we can come back to gravity and be okay. So it's just like on the ground. It's always a good feeling after you get done with a good workout. Over.
My name is Emma. What activities do you do on your free time? Over.
Well, Emma, as I was talking about, there's nothing more beautiful than the Earth, and one thing I really enjoy is taking photographs of the Earth. It's kind of become my new hobby, so I spend a lot of time, my free time, taking pictures, looking out the window, and looking at my pictures. Over.
My name is Carrie Swabble. What do you talk about in space?
What do we talk about in space? Well, we talk about things like you talk about on the ground, I guess. We talk about the day's work. We talk about things that we've seen out the window, and we talk about our families and friends and things we're looking forward to when we come back to Earth. Over.
Leroy, we've actually run through our questions. Can you give real quick, how do you all go to the bathroom? That's a question I always get asked, and they are always afraid to ask it. Go ahead.
Well, of course, we have very specially designed facilities to use, and they use fans and separators to kind of keep things together. And so the answer to how you go to the bathroom in space is very carefully. And, of course, you always sniff your own messes.
Leroy, we got about 30 seconds. We're going to sign off, and we'll say... NA1SS, AJ9N.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much, Charlie, and everyone at Fairview Elementary here in Mount Prospect, Illinois. It's been a real pleasure talking to you again. I look forward to seeing you soon when I get back there.
You've been listening to a February 10th, 2005 conversation between NASA Science Officer and Expedition 10 Commander Dr. Leroy Chow, KE5BRW, aboard the International Space Station, and students at the Fairview Elementary School in Mount Prospect, Illinois. Thanks to Jim Zaremski, KB9MHJ, for assisting in the production of this program. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990 through 2005, RAIN, all rights reserved. For RAIN's founder-producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ.